Welcome, fight investors, enthusiasts, to the UFC Atlantic City edition of Gamblu's Sneak Teat podcast. Here, we'll make note of several UFC openers and their line movement, and we'll take that from a Monday morning perspective. There's much to cover here, so we will go right into last week's results, where we dropped a half a unit on Mr. Taffa, taking Sneak Teep results this year to 4-3-2, plus 1.74 units. This fight card in Atlantic City features 9 local area athletes. We should know the matchups absolutely. 2 of these locals or area people fight one another. We have 7 rounds to observe today, so we'll go quick, but we'll go specific. And now let's move right in to round number 1. In round 1, we go to an early fight in the middleweight division, where Turkish debuter Ibo Aslan's going to take on Swedish Anton the Pleasure Man. I will not pronounce his last name. Aslan opens minus 180 in this fight, the Pleasure Man plus 155. Last night, Aslan had dropped to minus 155 with the return on the Pleasure Man minus 105. And now this morning, that price has dropped further. The Turkish debuter minus 125 to the Pleasure Man plus 105. This fight looks to me to be steamed correctly. The debuting fighter has a lot to learn. He's got plenty of power, and he fights a submission specialist 0-3 that's sure to be very, very desperate in the UFC. Now we'll move into round 2. In round 2, we go to the 4th fight in on the card, where we have females competing. And in this fight, at 125 pounds, Melissa Gatto takes on Victoria Dudakova. What would we be without a Russia versus Brazil card? In this fight, Dudakova, the Russian, opens minus 220, Gatto's return plus 185. As of this morning, Gatto is now the favorite, going from a plus 185 dog to a minus 166 favorite. Return on Dudakova plus 140. In this case, I think this line move is warranted. Total on the fight, 2.5 minus 210. Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to consider when these props come out, Gatto via decision. We're seeing some aggressive line movement on this card, and I think it's partially because there's no NFL and there's a lot of bettors coming out of basketball that got the itch as well. This fight seems to be moved by sharp money, if you want my opinion. Now we'll move into the 3rd round. In the 3rd round, we're going to the featherweight division, where Brazilian Herbert Burns ships in to fight local New Jersey area fighter Julio Arce. This should be a whale of a fight. However, Arce opened a fair minus 225 in this fight. The return on Burns plus 190. As of last evening, Arce minus 550, Burns plus 410, and the total in this fight, 1.5 at a pick'em. Burns has lost his last 2, and Arce is bouncing back to the featherweight division after having tepid results at bantamweight. I don't think Arce, even though he is the local and a strong fighter, should be favored anywhere near this kind of number, and we'll be discussing this later this week on Gamblu's Bout Business podcast. Now let's move in to the 4th round, and we'll go into the main card. One of the opening bouts on the main card, we're back to middleweights. And again, I have to be a linguist here, but we're looking at Nursultan Ruzabov, who is an Uzbekistani fighter fighting out of Philly, and he's taking on Florida native Cedric Dumas. Ruzabov opens minus 150, Dumas plus 135. Ruzabov is getting steamed. He's now minus 270 take back on Dumas plus 210. The total in this fight opened 1.5 to the under minus 120. That's evolved to now an under of minus 130. Ruzibov was released to Gamblu Bout Business podcast members at a well lower price yesterday. We're not going to take him now, but I will say it looks to me like the local Philly Ruzibov is in good position to finish Dumas, who I don't know if he really belongs in there with a 6'5 murderer like Ruzibov. Now we'll move into the next fight at round number 5. In round 5, we're going to the local favorite, Chris Weidman, who I think many will agree, why is he even still fighting? He takes on Brazilian Bruno Silva. Bruno Silva opened minus 200. Last night, he was minus 285. This morning, he's minus 290. I think that price continues to go up, despite the fact of Weidman being a legend, a great champion, a super, super poster child for Longo Serra and the New Jersey area. He's now darn near 40 years old, and he's lost his ability to compete effectively in the UFC, in my humble opinion. The total in this fight, 1.5, open minus 185 to the over, went to minus 175 last night to the over. This morning, that over is now minus 120. Bruno Silva has power in his hands, and this could be a very tough fight for Weidman. We'll move now into the co-main event, where we have Vicente Luque taking on Joaquin Buckley. In the co-main event, Luque opened minus 160 to the return on Buckley, plus 140. Again, this line's been moving aggressively. Last night, Luque was minus 140. This morning, he's minus 122. Take back on Buckley, plus 102. Great steam coming in on Joaquin Buckley here. I'm not so sure I agree with this one. Sure, Buckley is 28 and younger than Luque, but let's make no mistake about it. Luque's not 40. He's only 32. And yes, he does have a little wear and tear, but he was raised in New Jersey. We're going to get Luque's absolute best effort in this fight. Total 2.5 rounds. The under open minus 135. The under is now minus 166. So these bettors making this move believe in Buckley, and they believe he could finish Luque. Again, I'm not so certain. Now let's move into the main event and round number 7. This fight in the flyweights is going to be a real banger. We have Magnon Thiroux, who ships in from France. She is coming off a razor-close decision win over Rose Namajunas in her last. She takes on local New Jersey fighter Erin Blanchfield, 12-1. This fight's seeing some steam also. This fight opened. Thiroux and Blanchfield as a dead pick, minus 110 either side. The total, 4.5 rounds, also a pick. Last night, Blanchfield was minus 166 to Thiroux plus 140. This morning, more steam. Blanchfield on the DraftKings menu, minus 198 to the return on Thiroux plus 164. Blanchfield again, a Jersey girl. I believe she has a very well-rounded arsenal, and I also believe she is a future champ. That said, that's an awful lot of steam and an awful lot of movement going Blanchfield's way. I don't believe this is a head fake. I do believe this is legitimate money on Blanchfield. Gamblu Bout Business podcast members do have Blanchfield positions at well less than current pricing, I can assure you. Today's release will be on this fight, but we're not going to release Blanchfield at this minus 198 premium. Rather, we'll look to the total. 4.5 rounds, open pick. That has now ebbed up to the over, now minus 130, and I absolutely believe that money is good money. in so much as I think that Blanchfield has a great chance of winning this fight, but Furo is very, very tough. She's durable, and I believe this fight goes to decision one way or another. Sneak teep release for UFC Fight Night Atlantic City. Furo and Blanchfield over 4.5 minus 130, where we will invest one unit to return 0.77 of a unit. We handled a lot of rounds. There's a lot of line movement, and we did this very quickly. Those wishing for more insight, please check with me later in the week at the Gamblew Bout Business Podcast. The easiest way to get to us, gamblew.com/Bout Business Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We're flattered at the attention that we're getting because we devote ourselves 100% to the investment aspect of UFC fights. Have a great week and check with us Friday.